This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
That's how you know the man has returned. What's happening, Figgy Fig? You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a fantastic Tuesday here.
Came
in the
off
great
the slide.
Tuesday. Off the slide, baby. We in the year 2006 and we off the slide, J-Lo.
Hold on. Let me look. Is that I'm looking closely behind. Yeah, that's Figgy, man.
Yeah.
Or
are you looking at B. Scott?
Oh, come on.
You're working, man. I know we all look alike.
Sounds like something Patrick Creighton would say.
Well, that is the energy that we're bringing to this program on this Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to you. To borrow from one Figgy Fig. Wait. What an act to follow here, John Lopez.
Yeah,
shout out
man.
To the McNairs, Cal and Hannah, joining Payne and Pendergast in the final portions of their program. What a delight. And then also, I felt like I should have apologized to Cal and Hannah.
Why is that?
Because they got unvarnished Seth Payne.
Oh, my gosh. That was Seth at his absolute best. Or worst, depending on how you look at it.
No judgment around here.
No judgment here. Texter said, did Seth put acid in his coffee this morning? I mean, you don't want to see a Seth with acid in his coffee in the morning.
Yeah, I can't. I feel like, yeah, that would go to an entirely different place. A lot of things to talk about today in the world of Houston sports. I see you, Texter. Y'all were supposed to open up the show with the final play of the KD Dagger brother. Mm-hmm. There is a lot to talk about there, and I'm not so proud about the places that my mind went. But a big victory over the Suns for the Rockets, and maybe more importantly, a victory over Dylan Brooks. My mom was on the phone.
She called talking
me
about it
during this game, and she's like, "This Brooks boy, why is he like this?" And I'm like, "Yep, mm-hmm."
I mean, what he is.
This is just how he. She's like, "No, he got worse when he went to Phoenix." I was like, "Nah, he was just on your team last time.
You're gonna look all right in the Lakers uniform."
Oh boy,
I would love to be in that locker room.
Anyways, we'll talk about that. Obviously, yesterday we had the Tatsuya Imai introductory press conference, and I think that there's a lot to talk about there. But still, everybody's on a high as you hear the McNairs coming into the building. There's a pep rally planned for some time during this week.
You got the sweet swarm signs here, placards.
The Swarm City signs as we gear up for playoffs. Okay. Playoff football in Houston.
Did they give us some credit for it? Did they say,
we
was
listening
to y'all's show?
Nope.
And everybody,
none whatsoever.
Man, yeah, I kind of figured.
To be fair, I don't know how much credit we actually can take
from it.
We
deserve a lot of it.
We should.
Yeah,
I mean,
we deserve a lot of
it. Yeah, I ain't come up with the nickname.
Why didn't we just – they were just right outside the door.
Yeah.
Because we're scared of cats.
Yeah, I ain't come up with the nickname, but I co-signed it. I got on these airways and said it. Yeah.
Figgy's like, and my word means something around these parts.
It should, I'm sure some people heard it for the first time on these airways.
I believe it was Jalen Reed. I believe it was actually Jalen Reed who
– It was Woody Marks.
Was it Woody Marks who misspoke?
Yeah. That's where I first
That's right. He when he misspoke when
he got drafted. And did a little video. video. He said, Swarm City. City. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are, I feel like those are the best nicknames, are the ones that come organically. Yeah. So we rock it with Swarm City as you head into the playoffs. And you know what
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, both of you, just swooping in like vultures and usurping credit, taking credit away from one Woody Marks, who's had a fantastic year. Maybe he's the answer to our question as we start our conversation here and get involved with the program in the various ways that you can do it. Always love it when you text in 713-572-4610. There's also the Mokarem Injury Lawyers that we appreciate so much for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, that's Sports Radio 610, and the Twitch chat 610 Houston, where everybody's happy to have Figgy back in the saddle. But Nico Collins, obviously, you saw the impact of him. Is he an answer? Is Woody Marks an answer, as we were just talking about, to the most indispensable player on this Texas team? And we can split this up.
Offense and defense. Yeah.
If you want to do special teams, I guess you could do that as well. But who do you view as the most indispensable player as we head into the postseason?
And we
in
have
Texas
to qualify
football?
It, right, a little bit. You know, take away the obvious importance, import of the quarterback position. We're just saying at their position for what they're doing and how they're playing and how this offense and defense runs with them. That's how I'm looking at it anyway. And this came up because we were sitting in that press box Sunday, and it got better. Let's be very clear. It got better. But the whole first half, when, by the way, both, you know, starters on both teams were really playing at their best because the Jacksonville game was somewhat still up in the air. We looked at each other and said, boy, I think you said it, actually. This offense is a little different without Nico on the field.
That is correct. I felt that to be a novel observation. Clearly, no one else in the building had thought it. Clearly. It was very evident that Nico Collins stirs the drink when it comes to what this offense is, at least passing-wise.
Yeah.
He takes a lot of attention, and that allows guys to do other things. And then he just wins. I think Matt talking about it, or it might have been Nick Haley, because that would make more sense as the offensive coordinator last week, that – there's instances where if you get in one-on-one, you trust him to be able to win it, right? 50-50 circumstances aren't 50-50 with Nico Collins on the field. That matters when you have an offense that has looked the way that it has this year and an offense that has been, you know, built in the way that it has this year. And so that impact is there, not just for him. We were talking about this, was it the Chargers game, where you're seeing some of the big plays that are happening not just for Nico, but because Nico is drawing attention, he's drawing down second players. Like, he has his immediate charge of whoever was defending him, and then the safety is coming down and allowing Jalen Noel to cross their face, right? Things like that. I think that is one of the reasons why he's a good answer. Oddly enough, he's not the answer that came to mind for me.
He is the answer that came to mind for me, and maybe it's just recency bias because even C.J. Stroud, you know, Dalton Schultz was having his moments, but just clunky is the best way I could put it. The defense didn't have to really shade any safeties over or double team or anything else. This offense is vastly different without Nico Collins. I have him as number one.
Do you agree with the 281 here on the text line that feels like you have to give him 10 targets? Because that's been an interesting thing that's happened in the season, is we hit a point near the middle of the season where it was like, just force feed the man the football. Mm-hmm. Get him the football and get things going. As this offense has gone throughout the season in the last, I don't know, handful of weeks, you have seen them kind of level out the targets all the way across the receiving core, whether that's tight ends, Dalton Schultz getting 4 or 5, Nico getting 4 or 5, Higgins getting 4 or 5 targets. You've seen that kind of spread out across. Do you like what we've seen the latter of this offense being, a more distributed approach to sending the football around the field, or do you like it, get the ball to Nico Collins, focus in on him?
I like it, but let's keep this in mind. How much of the more balance, the more spreading out of the ball is because Nico was on the field? You know, because there was the safety cheating over, because there was a double team, because, you know, they laid off of him a little more to keep him in front, and so some of the other options became open. I think you have to keep that in mind. You know, Nico Collins affects everyone on the field, so that's why he's my number one, but I do like it. I mean, I do like that they're doing it. And as far as, like, he needs to be targeted 10 times, absolutely. This is one of those cases where both things can and should be true. You know, because he's on the field, it's good to spread the ball because that's where the open look is, and that's where C.J. Stroud has embraced this offense. C.J. Stroud has bought into, you know, where the right read is immediately and then going with it, if not that, the second one. But at the same time, there are moments when you say, screw it. You know, screw it. Let's get the ball to up to Nico and see what happens.
Yeah, I think that's a fair play of going. I think you're right in that his impact shows up, and I like being able to spread the ball around because as long as he's on the field, he's going to garner that interest. But if you feel like you have a lot of other dudes that can get involved, I think that you're also a little bit less predictable. However, I think in order to get the football out, it comes to the player that I'm thinking about. And I can you give me D'Amico Ryan's cut 19 here, Figgy Fig? I'd appreciate that. Because yesterday during D'Amico's meeting with the media, he was asked about this particular player and his growth. And it was interesting to me because D'Amico was not glowing necessarily in talking about the entirety of this player's game. And I would have been really annoyed if he was. Mm-hmm. But he was very pointed. And I think it matters. This is D'Amico Ryans talking about the growth of center Jake Andrews.
Jake has done a, he's done a good job of setting the table when it comes to the protections, the mic points, ID, and up front. He's done a good job of communicating, which is what we need. You need a guy up front who is loud, can communicate, make sure everybody's on the same page. And Jake has done that for us.
Yeah, I can't go there.
Okay.
I think it's a great point. And I think you're not that you're making him the most important would be wrong necessarily, because that's your opinion, man. But
your opinion, bro.
But he still gets blown up way far too often.
He does.
He gets blown up far too often.
I'm looking. I remember I was talking about British Brooks. I was talking about how he had run the ball well, and I was interested to see how much of that was his play and how much of that was offensive lines. Well, of course, you get the all 22 drop the day after the game, and I was going through some of that yesterday. And there's instances where Jake Andrews getting up to the second level, getting his hands on the linebacker, and the linebacker going, all right, that was nice, so let me go and get the running back, right? There's instances where I still have issues for Jake Andrews, even more than I'll say, and I feel comfortable saying it to this microphone right this moment. Mm-hmm. However, I don't want to ignore the organizational aspect of what this offensive line has.
That's why I think it's fair.
It matters a great deal.
That's why he's on the field.
And so he is indispensable, as evidenced by, of all of the offensive line combinations that we've seen this year, some of them maddening, some of them necessary, there's been one position where it has been static the whole way around, and it's been Jake Andrews. And I think that knowing the places that you have been, in the C.J. Stroud tenure in particular, just in general, but last year in particular, knowing that having a, not just a inability to do the physical acts of blocking and protecting, right? Not being able to, you know, have the technique. And shout out to Cole Popovich for getting that together. But having all of those guys, those five guys working like fingers in a glove, working in tandem, being able to pick up twists and stunts and not looking like a remedial offensive line, it seems like the head coach and all of the different principals that talk about this give credit to Jake Andrews for being an organizational force, and I don't want to ignore that. I want to give him that credit, especially because with the mistakes that he's had, he's held steady. So I think that that actually, in a weird way, means that that organizational factor matters even more.
That's more than fair, and I don't think that's wrong at all either. But my second pick offensively, we got to get into the defense here as well, is actually on the offensive line, but it's not Jake Andrews, it's Trent Brown, just because of the trickle-down effect. Now they did better, you know, they did fine, I should say, this past week, but it was mostly backups on both sides, or at least on the Texan side. But Trent Brown at right tackle, there's a line of demarcation when this line got better.
Mm-hmm.
There is an absolute, you can point to that one thing, and that one thing was Trent Brown getting on the field. And that's when this offensive line started to get better. To me, he's right behind Nico in terms of importance.
He's definitely helped solidify what they're doing here, without question. Anything with the offensive line, there's the caveat. I don't think that we need to do it in this moment for the sake of time, but I think it's a good answer. And one of the things that is most encouraging here is that although he did not play, he was limited participant all last week. I'm surely hoping that him not playing was more of a precaution for him at his age with the knocks that he's had or what have you, coming off of the injury that he did off of the offseason, more than his inability to play. And so hopefully he's ready. And in locker room opportunities to talk to the media, he's basically said he's just now starting to feel more like himself again.
Yeah.
And we've seen himself in the past be a really good lineman. Now, how much of that is I'm in the best shape of my life talk, right? How much of that? But I think you're right. You could see a really good tackle on the right side, which you're going to need, especially against the Steelers, because they got some edge rushers.
Especially against these edge rushers. Now, defensively, I think we can all agree on who is I think Mina Kimes said yesterday that she voted for, I think, four or five Texans All-Pro this year. As good as they are.
Ooh. Defensively. I wonder. I know she loves Kamari, and she should.
She mentioned him.
So Kamari, Will, Sting, Danielle, Will, Danil.
And Azeez? Maybe.
That'd be an interesting question where she went. Petrie, Azeez.
Maybe Petrie. But I think we all agree Will Anderson.
Yeah.
The most meaningful for this defense. Or would you disagree?
You know, so I feel like there's trends going on. You've been going with dudes that their impact is felt even when the numbers aren't there in a traditional sense. Nico Collins doesn't have to catch the football to have impact on the game, as we've talked about. Will Anderson Jr. also, there's been a number of times where there's a sack or a pressure, and that is actually Will creating this on one side. Yeah, or run.
Yeah.
He is creating this. Like, there's been a lot of run stopping for him this year that I don't know how much credit he's gotten in a national sphere.
Yeah.
I think those you bringing those up, so I'm going to stick with my trend of trying to be the smartest man in the room and pick an off-the-cuff one. I really like Sheldon Rankins as an indispensable player on this defense.
Sheldon Rankins is really the defensive version, but better, of Jake Andrews.
And that's my thought, right? Yeah. We came into the season, actually not even came into the season, we went into the offseason last year with one of the draft possibilities being an interior defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Sheldon Rankins has come back and picked up where he left off and more so. And I continue to give him the credit for when you were dealing with mobile quarterbacks cutting your ass up, running down the football field, it was Sheldon Rankins and to some degree the other guys, Tim Settle, Togiyan once he got more run, Mario Edwards, being able to contain and help those rush ends while they're also making sure that they keep their good rush lanes. It's the Sheldon Rankins being aware of getting out there and being able to contain. He's almost solely, I don't want to say solely, but he's almost solely the reason where I'm not afraid of a screen at all, because he is always there.
Yeah.
He's always acknowledging, he sees the screen before it happens, he gets there. I think that matters a great deal in setting the spine of the defense and being able to allow your rush ends to do what they do. I think Sheldon Rankins is indispensable.
Yeah, so. I think that's a good one. But my second choice would be right behind Sheldon Rankins. That's one, Azeez Al-Shaair.
Yeah.
We see what I don't want to say struggle because they're still really good, but we see the drop-off when Azeez is not on the field.
Without question. Some other ones coming in. Somebody said, no, we can't pay all that many All-Pros. That's a great problem to have, 936.
Yeah.
And they will have to figure that out. I think that's something that we'll talk about in the future. But for the time being, right now, you are getting the effect of All-Pros. Excellent. I would like to give them the All-Pros and appreciate that. Yeah. We'll deal with the issues on the backside. Some other names that came in. Can't overlook Dalton Schultz. Yeah. And the toughness that he has demonstrated, continuing to play through the injuries that we know, and only God knows what other injuries.
Petrie's on the list.
He's had up there. Petrie, absolutely up there, because we've talked about this. This defense is you play kind of like a base defense while being a nickel. That is huge in the modern NFL, especially where the pendulum is swinging towards teams running the football. We've talked about that. So being able to come up, stop the run, apply pressure, and also still be solid enough in coverage, all those things matter a great deal. So keep those coming in. 713-572-4610 on the most indispensable players. And thankfully, so many of them are healthy.
Yeah.
Right? You're relatively healthy for this time of year heading into the playoffs, which is really good for a Texas team looking to make big noise in the postseason. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's circle around to another Houston sports team where yesterday was such a fun day in Houston sports. One of those because Tatsuya Imai had his introductory press conference. And there's a few things that are worth noting off of this, both as an organization and both for the player. And I want to talk about those next.
Yay. When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes, and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Hey, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a Tuesday. I could say this for the first time in the year of our Lord 2026. John Lopez, Reginald Attitude, and Figgy Fig all in the building.
Happy New Year, Figgy.
Happy New Year.
Always fun to be able to have.
I haven't seen you since last year.
Okay. All right. You're going to be that guy.
You're that guy.
We missed you so much. You're just going to ruin it. Huh? Just going to ruin it. By the way, how do you read this? This is not what I teased. I really want to get to Imai. In fact, we'll talk about it a couple times because I love this dude already. Yeah. I really and truly do. Someone on Twitter tweeted out, cut Tre'Mont Smith today. Mm-hmm. And that was not from the game. When Kamari Lassiter went and found that and tweeted out this morning, cut it out. Y'all don't know the call. Don't jump to conclusions on my teammates. Shout out to Kamari defending his brother Tre'Mont Smith.
They do that to CJ Gardner-Johnson, did they?
Well,
that's funny you say that because he just asked how I read this. Good for Kamari defending his guy. Obviously, Tre'Mont Smith. It's kind of throwing Kayvon Wallace under the bus because that was an obvious. We were watching it. We watched the replay a couple of times. Obviously, he thought that Tre'Mont Smith thought that Kayvon Wallace was going to pick him up.
Yeah, and Kayvon Wallace took a step forward as if he was opposite.
Thought the opposite. So yeah,
got
I mean
that boy barbecue man.
Good for Lassiter. Taking care of Tre'Mont Smith there, but kind of narrows down where the when he says you don't know the call. Kind of narrows down
at
where
that
the
point. I get it. I probably wouldn't have said nothing. I'm like, you know what?
Because it does. I'm not trying to create. I'm saying it kind of narrows down the options here. You know, on where the responsibility.
It's also worth noting that was not the only Tre'Mont Smith moment in that game. Yeah. I will say I'm not as down on everybody on Tre'Mont Smith as it seems like everybody else is.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that is I recognize that hey, you've got two potentially or at least conversationally all pro type corners. That step down to the next one going to feel big no matter what.
Say what you want. You need Tre'Mont Smith, man, because you ain't got nobody else back there.
Yes.
You know who is needed in the city of Houston?
Who?
Tatsuya Imai, who had his introductory press conference.
Needed?
Oh, yes, he is.
Boy,
if for no other reason, then he knows exactly what time it is. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that the city of Houston loves more than a person that wants to be in the city of Houston. If you don't want to be here, you can get gone. We don't care about it. But Tatsuya Imai, he came with this energy. Remember, a Japanese-born player. He's actually going to be, I think, the first Japanese player that did not spend time somewhere else in the MLB before playing for your Houston Astros. And he's coming with the appropriate energy, whether it was Scott Boras instructed. He does not speak much English, but he decided to break it out at the start of his intro press conference.
Okay, Tatsuya, here's your opportunity to say a few words.
Hey. What's up, Aishan? I'm Tatsuya Imai. I'm ready to chase a world championship. Let's go, Houston. Thank you so much.
That is so.
Now, of course,
that
wasn't the end of the press conference. Other things happened. I would have loved it. It's like, all right, we're done here. Yeah. Thanks for coming out. Yeah, yeah. That's great. I absolutely love, obviously, I love what he is as a player.
Mm-hmm.
He's a dude with a lot of pitches in his arsenal, and there's some of them that are better than others, but he feels like he is well-situated to come into the Houston Astros ecosystem and then sit him down and make this thing work. But he is big on winning. That was one of the things that was very clear. He said it there. He wants to win championships, And I love that attitude coming into the building because he seems like he's a personality hire. And it feels like you're in need of that, especially in the rotation as it's currently situated.
You say he's a personality hire. I think that's the added bonus, so to speak, the added value, however it is. But I think it was a factor. I think it was absolutely. Here's how I read it, and maybe I'm reading too much into it. He's basically replacing Framber Valdez. Basically.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Okay. Mm.
Right?
Say more.
So let's
Don't give him the bars.
Ficky's in. I can tell. I can feel it.
We got our ace right here.
So he's basically replacing Framber Valdez. And compare the vibe and the feelings and the embracing of Houston and everything else that was perceived, at least, of Framber with the immediate perception of Imai. It's polar opposite. And I think that alone, to your point, is why people are going to, and we all are, you know, why people are going to immediately be jumping into, all right, this is a guy that gets it, that gets H-Town, that gets the championship mentality. He talked about it. You'll hear him talking about it. Not only that, but he's a guy that has, he's a high strikeout pitcher, at least, you know, what he's been. Multiple pitches, classic Japanese pitcher.
Yep.
Durable. Again, a classic trait of Japanese.
God bless.
Yeah.
Now, if you start seeing Imai show up on injury reports, then we know that it's something in the water. It's something in the water at that point because you're right. He has been
elbow
durable.
Tightness, shoulder tight. No, he's durable. That's another classic, characteristic of a Japanese pitcher. So I think the combination of how Framber left and how he got here makes it that much more important. I mean, to me, that's an important part of this. The second most important part. For me, is what we just talked about. I mean, the type of pitcher he is and durability and strikeouts and fits right into what the Astros are. And then there's this. Let's just track from when he got wheels down in Houston today.
I love this.
To this moment.
He hasn't seen Johnny Dang yet. And yes, you're right, 832. It would have been better if he had said, what it do, H-Town. But we will cut him a little slack on that one.
But from the time he went wheels down, Texans game, H is up, sitting there.
Oh, yeah, he's been chucking up the dude. He's been giving you the H. The H is I was going to say week. He's only been here a few days.
Obviously, press conference, which was terrific.
And then he went to switch clothes real quick.
And then he went to courtside Rockets, was 2 feet away from Durant when he busted that last three. I mean, this has been better.
It's a hell of a week for him, man.
Better than you could have drawn it up.
The signing might have been worth it before he even hits the mound if you just send him to all the Houston games, make sure they win them.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a vacation, too, man.
Go become a charm. Hey, we're going to send you to Pittsburgh. It's a little cold. Don't worry about it. We'll get you a coat. We're going to win. I have it, but I do love the personality is not nothing here. And I mention those things because you look at what at least the known feels on the rotation, at least the way I'm looking at it. Hunter Brown, pretty, demure dude. Imai, who seems like he has a lot of personality. Javier Burrows. It feels like you need that guy, the personality, the emotion, that feeling. And it seems like he brings that. He seems very happy-go-lucky. The only thing that I question is, how much does that come through a translator at this point?
Mm-hmm.
But he made mention during his intro press conference that he already got a message from, who was it again? And I forget, who already hit him up on Instagram, here's my number. If you need anything, let me know.
Hader.
Yes, Josh Hader. Thank you.
Yeah.
He's already finding the inroads. If he can find a way to be a part of this, I think clubhouse culture is one of those things that we've talked about, but we haven't really found who's going to be some of the things that bring that jovial nature to it. I'm excited for that portion of it. But I don't think it's small that he's I'm coming in to win championships. Because the Astros have been in a little bit of a crossroads. We've acknowledged it without fully acknowledging it at times. Is this going to be a team that's starting to rebuild? Is this going to be a team that retools? This is clear that at least from the top they believe that this is, we are back in championship contention. And our friends in the desert feel the same. You are top five, top six in championship odds. And it's reasonable to see.
Did you see the win total came out this morning?
I didn't see it.
Guess what the Astros' win total is?
All right, so
came out this morning.
What did they win? 87 games this past season?
And last year, the over-under was 87.5. Before that, it was in the 90s.
94, the way that you said it.
The win total?
Yeah.
84.5.
Okay, so maybe not.
So you talk about crossroads. Here's the last thing that just really jumps out to me with the Astros and Imai. The inroads to Japan.
Oh, I think that's a whole nother conversation.
And we'll get to it.
Yeah.
So let me set that aside because they actually acknowledged something that we talked about yesterday in terms of Daikin Park and Daikin and their chief marketing officer, et cetera. We'll get to that later. But the more important thing is you talked about the culture. He's not going to the World Baseball Classic.
That's such a huge thing.
Huge. He says, I'd rather go to spring training, get to know the guys, start to fit in, and get going.
And I was huge on that because coming over from Japan is not the easiest thing. Usually you can expect, especially pitchers, to come over and make an impact, but it's not a guarantee. And you're asking, we're slotting him into this rotation like he's going to be a guarantee. You shorten the porch on trying to make that happen when you get in quickly, you get into the car wash, you figure out what your pitch mix is with this Astros, and you give yourself an opportunity to rev up to the dude that we don't want to be. And I need you to hit the ground running, and he needs to. It's a one-year, it's essentially a one-year deal. It's a three-year deal, up to $63 million, if memory serves, but there's an opt-out every year. And he's a Scott Boras client. He's trying to make money, but he's trying to win. And I think that all those things come together that if he hits the ground running, he could be great to make his money, but you can be great as an Astros team to do what you're trying to do. And I thought that that's one of the things that he represents that I really loved. But there's more to
get
talk about.
Get this man
a
grill.
Yes, right. Where is Johnny Dang? Where is Johnny Dang? It's one of the things that I say all the time in my life, except I don't because that'd be weird. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 here on a Tuesday, and I've neglected what was the most fun moment of all yesterday, which was watching KD do something incredible. And then also be incredibly petty about it. Apparently, that was a revenge game for him, getting that victory over the Suns. Hmm. As you could see him saying, get these dudes out of here, except he didn't say dudes. So with that being the case, the KD getting a little bit of revenge. So question of the day, what's the best revenge that you have ever gotten? 713-572-4610 is the number text. We'll talk about it next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Question of the day, what's the best revenge that you've ever gotten? 713 713- 572-4610 is the number to text, because Kevin Durant had one of those moments, at least per his estimation,
last night. What?
Buddy, I listen to the man. Yeah. I'll take him at his word. Mm-hmm. A 100-97 victory over the Phoenix Suns, and it was a hard-fought one. That one was a scrappy basketball game. A lot of the things that we've talked about with the Rockets team, the little nuances that can be a little annoying, at least for me personally, mm-hmm. popped up, and we could talk about those at another point, but the biggest moment in the game, outside of all the weirdness that happened, you had shot clocks not working in the building and people running around with like chickens with their heads cut off.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, being the best player on the court, did the thing that you expect the best player on the court to do. You need a bucket at the end of the game to put yourself over a Suns team that has been battering and bruising you. Kevin Durant steps up and says, I may not have been shooting particularly well tonight, but in a big moment, I will step up. I will knock down a shot from deep. With dudes in my face, it does not matter. It's going down.
Yeah.
And he did that. And then after the game, a friend of the show, in fact, Chancellor Johnson, asked him about not just getting that win, but against the Phoenix Suns, the team that he was traded from mm-hmm. to join these Houston Rockets. This was his answer.
I have love within that organization, but as a competitor, does it mean any more to you to be able to hit that one against your former guys?
Most definitely. You know what I'm saying? A place that I didn't want to leave, and my first time being – I don't want to sound too dramatic, but I will, to be kicked out of a place, you know what I'm saying? And felt like that, you know, I've been scapegoated, you know what I'm saying, for the issues we had as a team last year. Yeah, it felt good to beat them and hit a game-winning shot. But that's all it is. It's not just for the moment, you know. It's something tomorrow I won't even think about, you know. So it was a fun game. Like I said, of course, yeah, I felt you play with a little chip on your shoulder against your former team, especially when they trade you.
I'm kind of torn on this one, because that's how Kevin Durant became Kevin Durant. You know, whether there's real chips on your shoulder or not, you know, he's always been that guy that can kind of motivate himself one way or the other.
Athletes are delusional.
Yeah. And he is absolutely just a basketball junkie, and anything that, you know, he can feed on and find some, you know, some motivation, good for him. So I get it. I actually support it. I understand it. That doesn't mean you can't kind of giggle at it at the same time. He used the word scapegoated.
I do wonder, though, because I'm trying to think back to what the perception was around the
Suns.
No, but like he's talking about the time period. Yeah, the idea that, hey, man, they traded us away. Like, it was clear that this was not working, and it was best for everybody. That one, but as much as we hear the mutually agreed upon parting of ways, that one felt more like it than most anything that we get in sports. I do wonder, though, if there was a scapegoating of him for why Phoenix didn't work out.
I feel like it kind of was for his standard, though. To me, I think it's very petty, but even in Golden State, he got up out of there, but they won some championships.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn, that was just a mess right there. Ain't nobody blame him for that.
Yeah.
But I think this was the first time where people was actually pointing at Kevin Durant as kind of the problem, especially with the fans, the Phoenix fans.
I think it was an experiment, and this happens all the time. I think it was an experiment that didn't work, and they made a decision. But scapegoating...
But that was strong.
That was the first time I felt like I seen like home fans actually was like, get out of here type deal.
Maybe
so. I got some Phoenix fans just across the hall. I'll need to go and ask that.
But you know what? Same time, you do you, Kevin Durant, because that's how you get to the
point. Here's my thing.
That's all he needed.
Yeah,
that's all he needed.
Whatever you need to get to get to that place, go ahead and do that, because I love seeing the results of it, which was that game. So, whether it's perceived or not, John Lopez, what was your best revenge? Because it seems like KD was like, yeah, hold that.
I've got a couple that immediately came to mind, and those are the ones you got to go with. So I've told this story once or twice in the past over the years. My high school counselor. Now, keep in mind, when I was like in 10th grade, you know, nobody in my family had ever gone to college, like period. You know, the furthest they'd gone is high school. And I went to my mom and dad, and I said, I kind of want to go to college. And they said, whatever we have to do, we'll get you through college. And I was like, all right, that's all I need to know. So by the end of my junior year in high school, you know, I went to my high school counselor, said, I want to go to these schools. I told him the schools that I was kind of interested in. And that dude looked at me and said, I'll never forget it. People like you probably shouldn't go to college. people like you. Keep in mind,
yo,
this is 1978.
Yeah.
And he recommended I go to trade school, maybe go work at one of the civil service jobs and all this other stuff. And I walked out of there and I went, all right.
Did he say your kind should go to trade school?
I remember the quote exactly. People like you probably shouldn't go to college. Tell me how my ass tastes.
Okay, thank you, Shaquille O'Neal,
for
stopping by the booth. Yeah, no, I think you've handled yourself pretty well here, John Lopez. How many countries, Olympics,
things?
Yeah, I think you handled yourself pretty well here. There are some things coming in on this text line. You guys never disappoint me. From the 713, after their ex ended up stealing money out of their bank account and then breaking up with them, they said they slept with their best friend. Ended up marrying her.
Oh wow!
So this was a whole revenge life that you put together.
Nah, this ain't just a sleeping with somebody.
I'm gonna take this to the maximum extent. I'm committing to your best friend, and you got to sit at the wedding and see what happened here. That's crazy.
Tell me how that tastes.
Well, not in too much explicit detail. From the 504, had a college roommate cuss me out, threatened to beat me up over something I didn't do or wouldn't do for his girlfriend. Had to move rooms. Ended up getting my own room. And I only have to share a bathroom with one person. All right, there you go.
Right.
Living better, a little moving on up to the east side. For me, it was I wanted to be an architect in college. I was deciding to change my path.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was like, nah, you should go be an engineer. Don't go do that. Don't go do that media thing. That's not going to work out for you. I think suffice it to say, it's worked out okay.
Yes.
Just to make that quick.
Yeah, mine is kind of similar to Reggie a little bit. I've been working with this company since 2012. I started as an intern up in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the promotions team, and salute to the promotions team and all that stuff, street team. But I wanted to be on the programming side.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a PD up there that was looking for board operators and all that. And he asked the program coordinator, like, hey, do you know anybody that's interested in learning how to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, Figgy's, he always wanted to do this. He said, yeah, but I just need somebody with some experience.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but mind you, he was bringing in a lot of people from college mm-hmm. that never had experience working in that type of environment.
Well, did he say what kind of experience he was looking for?
He didn't. He didn't. So,
you're looking for some different type of
light experience.
Yeah. So my revenge was moving down here, moving on up probably further than I ever would have been there mm-hmm. under him. And just going back there, I made an excuse to try to go back there. Like, yeah, I got to do some work for the station down in Houston.
Oh, so you were bringing a new girl around.
I was just walking around peacocking. Yeah.
So this right here? Oh no, this is my new job.
You see this picture on the Odyssey app? That's me right there. Yeah. Everything going good. Yeah.
This is a great one because sometimes it's kind of in reverse of the one that you just read.
Uh-huh.
My extremely hot but equally crazy college girlfriend.
Oh, I'm sure that's going to go well.
Yeah.
Cheated on me with a prima donna teammate. They married each other. That's the best revenge ever.
Oh, okay.
He's got her crazy ass now.
All right. Yeah. I guess that is one way of viewing it. And then this one from the 281 made me chuckle. One day in Houston, lady cut me off in traffic, flipped me off. Long story short, she came in for an interview with me 2 days later. Guess who didn't get the job?
Oh, boy.
That feels like, I'm pretty sure there have been shows made out of that premise right there.
Yeah.
So that's got to be real refreshing, especially because in Houston, there is very, very little recourse that you can actually have with road rage incidents that don't end up with you in cuffs.
I like seeing the road rage incidents when somebody flick you off or something like that and then immediately crash into a car.
Yes, I've seen a couple of those.
And, you know, I don't want nobody to get hurt, but I'm like, that's what you get. You driving all crazy.
Those guys zipping through and all of a sudden they hit the whatever.
And now I'm going past you like, that's what your ass
or someone that gets a ticket.
The ticket is better. But honestly, both of those I don't love if for no other reason than, and maybe this is because I just had to deal with this, my insurance premiums go up because of that.
We all
in the same boat. We know that insurance in Houston is crazy just because all these people be getting wrecked. So the one that gets me is the person that's driving all crazy and then y'all end up stopped at the same light.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, look at
you. Right behind him.
You did all that. We in the same place. Well,
I'm right next to you, buddy.
How you feel that? Definitely not the same as knocking down a 3-point on your former team on their head top to make sure you get a victory. So salute to KD having the best revenge on a Monday in January in 2026. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.